there is any background noise, once again, driving has struck some inspiration. I am so glad that you have tuned in today. This is Serena with Real Talks and Hard Love. I am driving on a road trip to head back toward Mobile. I was just at a friend's wedding in Louisiana, and I was having some car trouble on the way there. It's stressing me out because nobody's ever in a good monetary situation unless you are, unless you're a millionaire. But generally, like, you know, the majority of America struggles with monetary issues, and I'm not in a position to be able to pay for something really expensive if it happens to my car. So I've kind of adjusted a few things as far as, like, car-wise. It could have been that my battery was a little bit loose. Could be a faulty wire. I don't know. But I'm heading back to Mobile right now, which is about 2 hours and 45 minutes away from Baton Rouge. And I decided that I was going to play a sermon because, I mean, praying nonstop that my car gets me back to Orlando because of, you know, life goes on. Life does not stop for you when things happen. And I decided, you know, what's more, like, Jesus, please love on me. Please answer my prayers with, like, letting my car get me where I need it to go. Please don't let me be stranded on the side of the interstate, especially because I'm doing this drive solo, than listening to a sermon. And I have been really bad. My relationship with Christ is constantly open. I don't ever close that door. Even when I'm having hard days, there is a constant stream of prayer and conversation with Him going on. But I haven't been plugging into sermons the way that I know that I need to. So I'm listening to it, and you know, I have mentioned this once before in passing, and I don't remember if it was on like an Instagram post or not, but I figured that I would mention it here too. I grew up Southern Baptist, and if you know anything about Southern Baptist, like, there are a lot of rules, there are a lot of restrictions as far as like things that we don't do. We're very conservative, and a lot of the pastors are old. A lot of them are, and it's very hard to, as a teenager, to plug into that, to really feel like your youth pastor usually is like glorious. It's great. So you enjoy going Wednesday nights. You enjoy going and listening to them because like all your friends are there and it feels really cool. And like, you know, your youth pastor is cool. But then you go to like quote unquote big church, as I still call it, as an almost 30-year-old. You go to big church, you go sit in the congregation, and you're like, I don't feel anything. I can't relate to this because it's the way that they preach. It's the way that they were taught to preach. And your relationship at that point with God is not as solid as you want it to be, because you're getting to this point where you understand that even if you've grown up in the church, like, you're feeling all these things. There's peer pressure. There's these emotions that you're feeling, these thoughts, and you start to question things. And sometimes it's fine. Sometimes you don't stray. Sometimes you do. But either way, it's a very different and difficult time sometimes for people in a relationship with Christ. So I would go and I would sit in the congregation and I'd be like, man, I don't feel like I'm getting anything out of this. Like, I'm not really relating to this. Like, I don't even understand what they're saying. I feel like the Bible's in a different language because it was written so long ago. And I was like, I really craved having somebody who could break that down for me. Now, the first thing that I want to mention to you before I really get fully into this is, if you are walking through a relationship with Christ and you are trying to strengthen that, I very, very, very highly recommend you. If you are like me and you feel like, gosh, I don't know how to read this Bible because I don't understand any of these verses, there are so many different versions of Bible translations nowadays that I highly recommend that you research them and you find the one that speaks to you the most, because they have broken it down to where you hear and see and read and understand the message. It is written in a way that you can understand it. You know what they're saying, and that's what's most important, because otherwise it's just useless if you don't understand it. And I will also tell you this, just to chime in. If you think that you can read your Bible or a verse once and never have to read it again because you've gotten something out of it, you will always get something different out of it. And I say that as a Christian, as somebody who has been through different situations, and the same verse has hit me different in different situations. So God is always talking to you. He is always watching out for you, and He is always teaching you something, even if it's using the same verse. So with that being said, I also felt like I needed somebody who spoke sermons in the same way. Fast forward, my dad watches the Christian channel a lot, where there's a couple of them, the gospel channels, where they just show sermons all day long. And I will never forget this to the day that I die. And if I ever meet Holly and Steven, like, I'm telling them this because they're going to laugh and they're going to be like, yep, that was a God thing. But my dad, I'm listening to Pastor Steven, and I'm like, gosh, I don't know if I can listen to his voice all day long, because no. But I also knew that my heart and my mind was not wanting to plug into that. And so I was making these excuses as to, like, why I couldn't listen to this, why I didn't want to, because it was very annoying to me. And I really wasn't seeking to strengthen that relationship with Christ anyway. So my dad says, hey, you need to plug into this guy. I think that you'd really like him. Like, you should sit down and watch some of his sermons. And I was like, no thanks, Dad. No thanks. Well, fast forward a couple years later, I'm scrolling through Facebook. Up pops a snippet of one of his sermons that somebody shared. And it hit me to my core. I got chills. I wanted to cry. I was like, man, I have to go find this. And since then, I have considered myself and am a part of Elevation Church, because I've never had somebody who spoke to me in the way that Pastor Steven speaks to me, the way that God uses Pastor Steven to speak to me. And so I'm very hesitant, as you can assume, you know, as you would see, when I listen to other pastors, because I'm like, am I going to feel the same way? And I've come to kind of realize that it's not necessarily who is teaching it to you. You need to find that one person that brings you closer, then you start enjoying those things. And then as you start to strengthen your relationship with Christ, then it kind of doesn't matter who is saying it to you, because you still get something from it. But I'm always just a little hesitant when they have, like, guest speakers, or it's like his wife doing a sermon. And I'll never forget the first time. There's a lot of I'll never forgets, but I'll never forget the first time that I was like, gosh, I don't know if this is going to be okay. And then I put on this sermon that Holly did, which is Stephen's wife. I put on this sermon that Holly did for their women's retreat thing that they do at their church. And I'm listening to it, and I'm like, I want to be friends with her. Like, I want to be friends with her, because I need that type of woman in my life who is so strong in Christ, but is also very realistic, because they understand, they live in the same time that we do. You know, they go through the same things that we do. They're raising teenagers or raising kids. You know, they understand these things. So they understand when you struggle, and they are not, you know, blind to saying that in a sermon. So I'm listening to it today, and it kind of just hits me where, again, you know, it's Holly speaking, and it kind of hits me, and she's always very honest about this. It cracks me up, but she talks about sometimes how she says, I'm glad that God ignores his children sometimes and keeps going, just like the parent who doesn't doesn't pay attention to the tantrum that their kid is throwing. Because she says that, you know, you've been in this mess, and she says, and I know you've prayed like this before, where you've seen something happen and you're just like, why, God? Why are you not answering my prayers? Where are you at? Why are you not showing up for me right now? I prayed to you. I've asked you. Why are you not here? Why did you not give me this promotion? Why are you blessing them over me? Like, I really need this. And he still continues to love on you and show you what you need and take care of you. And he still chooses you, no matter where you are in your life, no matter where you are in your walk, he's still taking care of you. And it was kind of funny, because she says this, and I just have this moment, and I'm like, he says practice gratitude. He says, you know, there's all those little things out there that people have put out where it's like, this mess and find the beauty in hard, and you know, like all of these little things that you know, you see cute little plaques around, and then you don't understand when you're going through something hard why he says give it to me, why he says lean on me. And the thing is, he still loves you. But if you take a moment, instead of looking at yourself and saying why not me, if you just take a moment and you focus on him, then you can understand that he's not left you, and that the reason he's not given you what you wanted isn't because he doesn't want to take care of you. It's because that's not his plan for you. That's not where you're supposed to go. And you've been so focused on, I want this. This is what I need in my life. I know what I need. Like, I have to have this. I have to make this work. I have to. And you've just made this huge life plan, and you haven't remembered that everything is already planned out for you. He gives you choices. Don't ever think that he doesn't give you a choice. He does, but he already knows what you're going to choose. And I know that sounds weird when you say that, because it's like this all-consuming, like, I don't understand that. Like, how do I have a choice if he knows what I'm going to choose? Because God knows you to your core. He created you. He created you years and years and years, millennia, before you were ever even thought of, before your parents were ever even thought of. And he knows who you are. He knows what you're going to go through. And he knows the life that you're going to walk. And the thing is, he just says, I'm always here for you. So even in times where it's hard, even in times where you stray, I'm here for you because I know you. I know you fully. I accept you. I choose you. I will always be here for you. And just like our parents, they want what's best for you. So as you're struggling through life and you're choosing these paths, your parents are never going to, like, sometimes your parents already know. You know that? Like, sometimes your parents already know. They're like, I want you to do this thing, but I know you well enough to know that you're going to choose the hard road. Same with God. God knows that it's a lot easier for you to walk this road, but he knows that you've chosen the hard road, so he knows the spots and the areas that he's going to have to be like, nope, we're keeping your head this way. You think this is what you need, but I know that if you just take two steps forward, you're going to understand then why I didn't give you this thing. And I'm sitting here and I'm struggling with, I can't take another thing. Like, there's a lot in my life that is great. There's a lot in my life in the past few weeks, and I say past few weeks, I genuinely mean the past few weeks, that have gone great. Like, I feel so positive in some areas of my life, especially after going through like such a dip where it felt so bad, so negative, so hard, so depressing, so I have to pull myself out of this. But there are still areas of my life where I'm struggling, and you're always gonna have struggle, but I'm sitting here and I'm like, I can't take another thing. I can't afford for another thing to happen. And I know that in the end that God is going to take care of me, that all things are going to work out exactly the way they are supposed to, whether that's the way I plan them to or not. I trust that he knows how my future is going to turn out, and I trust the future that he has for me. But it's so hard in the moment, and you want to question and be like, God, why did you give this to me? Why did you let me go through this? Why am I in this situation? And you want to be mad about it, and you want to complain, and it's so hard to see the gratitude. And then you stop and you're like, it's gonna be okay. He's gonna take care of me. Things are good. He just did this for me. He just helped me see this. And then when you're out of it, it's just like when you get in this whole mess of like planning a wedding. Okay, when you're planning a wedding and you're the bride and you're overwhelmed with all of this stuff and you're so nervous and it's about to happen and you're gonna walk out and you're gonna see the person you're gonna spend the rest of your life with, and then all the nerves go away and you look back and it happened and it's like you blinked and the night is over and it's the next morning and you're you're like, why was I so nervous? That happens in life with the hard situations. It feels like it's going to take forever to get through it and to go through it, and you don't understand how it's going to happen, and you don't understand how you're going to make it through. And then you look back and you're like, that wasn't as hard as I thought it was, but in the moment it felt terrible. It felt like the biggest thing that I could ever have conquered, that I could ever even try to conquer. And the thing is, you don't have to know how it's going to turn out. You just have to trust that it's going to turn out the way it's supposed to. I'm not necessarily a huge proponent of everything happens for a reason, the way a lot of people say it does, because a lot of people think and they assume everything happens for a reason, and that reason is supposed to be positive. Well, I don't think that everything in life is supposed to be positive. I think that you choose the way you look at things that happen to you, and you choose whether they are a negative or a positive. I think that your outlook on life has a lot to do with that. But I know that there is a purpose for everything. I know that everything happens according to Christ's hand. I know that everything happens the way that He has planned it out. And because He's planned it out, I'm okay with the way it happens. Because He is constantly trying to be there for you and teach you the things that you can't understand. And I'm telling you right now, if you feel like you are in something and you have been in it for a while, maybe you need to take a step back and think about what He's trying to show you. Because the reason you're probably in it for so long is because you keep missing it. You keep thinking that you know better. You keep thinking that you are making all the right decisions because it feels good and it looks good. And it sounds fantastic, like it's the best opportunity in the world, but you're ignoring the little flags that pop up. You're ignoring the, well, I don't really like this part of it, but everything else is great. You're ignoring the, some days I come home and I feel like garbage and I just want to drink, but that's okay because most days are fine. And you're not seeing that He's telling you this is not for you, but you haven't seen it yet. You can't see it. What really got to me, because as Holly is saying, how many times you know that you have done this, you know that you've prayed like this before, you know that you've been just like, God, why did you do this to me? Why are you putting me through this? And it's just getting to me, because every time something remotely negative happens, because I'm looking forward to things in my future so much, I'm like, God, I can't take another thing. And it's funny because He knows what you can handle. There's a Bible verse that says that God will never give you more than you can handle. And I don't know how many people tend to believe that, but it's true. You know how I know it's true? Because everything that I've ever walked in my life, I've come out on the other side. And I did handle it. It didn't always feel like I was handling it well, but I handled it. He's never not going to walk beside you. He's never not going to give you the things in your life that you want. But He's also never going to hand you something that's going to be bad for you. You know, He's a parent to you. He absolutely loves you. He adores you. You are His child. And He's never going to give you something that He will not walk through with you. So, if you're struggling in a situation right now that you feel like you can't see the other side of, you feel like you don't know how you're going to get out of it, you say, God, I can't take another thing right now. God, I'm so mad at you because you're putting me through this and I don't understand it. I feel so overwhelmed with these emotions right now that I can't seem to see anything other than just this grief and this heaviness. And I don't know how you could be so mean to me. I don't know how you could hurt me so much. I don't know how. Maybe I'm sitting here and I'm even questioning if you're even there because I don't feel you. He's there and He's with you. And you just got to take a step back. You got to take a step look at it, look at all of it, look at the whole big picture. Because a lot of times we get tunnel vision and we just see the small area of life that we're in, that we're going through, and we don't look at everything else. And that's normal, but you just have to remember to take a moment and step back and look and be like, what has he given me? What has he given me? What has been good in my life? How is this a positive? Because if you focus on nothing but the negatives, it's going to be a real hard life. And you're going to think that God doesn't care for you. You're going to think that he hates you. You're going to question if he even exists, because how can a God exist in a world that feels so hard all the time? But you're not looking at the small things. One of the things that I had to learn as I got older, because people talk about miracles, and when you're a kid, man, when you are a kid, you think miracles are massive. Miracles have to be massive. There's this guy that lives in the sky, and I don't know what he looks like, and they say that he has brown hair, and he's white, and he's got blue eyes, but I've never seen him, and people say they talk to him, but I don't know who he is. I just go to church, and they tell me, like, this is Jesus, and Jesus loves you, and you should love Jesus. And so you think, there's this being I've never seen in my life, and he seems magical and mystical and large and omniscient. And you don't really know what omniscient means at the time, but you know that that's the correct word when you get older and you think about it. And you're like, miracles have to be big. They have to be this huge show-stopping thing. And then you get older and you learn that miracles are not this huge show-stopping thing. Miracles are tailor-made to each individual. And sometimes you can be so obsessed with the hard that you are in that you miss the miracle that he's given you. And you don't get to stop and experience it and see it. So if you are struggling right now, I want you to remember, he's not picking on you. He's not being mean to you. He is loving on you and doing the same thing that I'm doing right here in this podcast, which is giving you a real talk and some hard love. Because he will never sugarcoat things for you, because he loves you. And sometimes that's hard to accept. Sometimes you get so caught up in me that you forget to look outwardly. And that's all Christ wants you to do. Take care of yourself, but take care of others and love others the same way that you would love yourself. Don't forget that he loves you so much and that he's never going to leave you, but you have to stop and you have to find the blessing and you have to find the things to be grateful for, and you have to take that time and meditate and say, God, I don't know what you're telling me right now, but I need you to show it to me a little more. I need to open my eyes, help me see this. I know this is so hard right now and I want to be mad at you, and I don't understand how I can be going through this, but I need you to help me. And it wasn't until I became an adult that I even learned what I feel like properly pray is. Because really, and this goes back to being a Baptist, there are some religions, like in Catholicism, where you don't even directly pray to Christ. And so as you're learning these things as you get older, and being in a conservative religion or branch of Christianity, you don't, you know, you think that praying is just like going to church on Sundays and getting down there and sitting at the altar and bowing your head and praying with a preacher, or praying on your own and people come and lay hands on you, or you have to get out of your bed and kneel by your bed. And that's not necessarily how it is, because when my relationship with Christ developed the way that it did, it was me listening to worship music and watching these Christian movies that hit me to my core and made me want to know that more. And I would be so overwhelmed with this emotion that I wouldn't know where it came from. And then I started to journal because I was going through a really hard time. And my friend said the thing that helped me, because she knew that I am who I am and I am as creative as I am, and she is very much the same way, she said the thing that helped me when I was struggling was writing it down. And I never ever thought, because I'm really bad about keeping a journal, there will be like weeks where I don't write things. And I know that I'm struggling and I need to bring myself closer, because I will have this overwhelming need to write. But my journal entries are not like, dear diary, this happened today. My journal entries are literally a huge conversation with Christ. It is, this day went like this, and I can't believe this happened to me, and I don't understand this, and I just need you to show me this a little bit more. And I know that you're going to show me the things that I need to know in life, and I know that, you know, it probably happened for this. And then it moves on to, and I just can't stop thinking about this family member because they're going through a struggle. And I just hope that you will lay hands on them and you'll be with them and you'll bring them peace. It's all of these things that you would normally say in a prayer. And the great thing that I found about is, after I'm done, it feels like I have actually talked to somebody because I've let all that out. It's the things that I've been carrying around in my heart all day, the things that I've been carrying around in my brain all day, that I couldn't get out to anyone else, that I wouldn't want to get out to anyone else, but I needed to get out. And I know it probably sounds funny. You might think I'm a little bit strange when I say this, and that's okay. But a lot of the time, he answers me back. But it's not in the form of God's booming voice. It's not in the form of, like, this book falls off the bookcase that I'm sitting beside. It's not like Tom Riddle's diary in Harry Potter where the words pop up on the page. It's me starting this conversation and then him continuing this conversation with me, fully thinking through this and saying, it's probably because of this. And I know this is what you're trying to show me, but it just doesn't feel like this. It just doesn't this. And I can't exactly give you a specific example, nor would I necessarily want to in a way, because that's very private between Christ and I. He knows the things that I carry with me, that I pray about, that I need help with, just like he does with you, whether you admit those things to him or not. But I just want you to know, it's not hard. It's not hard to talk to him. And I say that because there's almost like this stigma of, how do I do that? Just do. You just have a conversation with him like he's your best friend, and you say, you don't have to talk to him any certain way. You know, it's not, you read the Bible and you're like, I don't understand this, do I have to talk to him like this? No, he's not Shakespeare. You just talk to him like you are now, like I'm talking to you. And you can do that out loud if you want to. You can do that in a journal like I do. But just don't forget, when you're going through the hard times, that maybe it means you need to take a step back because you're missing something. This totally went on for 28 minutes now, and I did not mean for it to, but I sincerely hope that you've gotten something out of this. And I'm not promising, I know I've said this before, that any of this is going to be like perfect or, you know, your cookie cutter podcast. It doesn't feel very professional, but at the same time, it's not about that for me. It's about knowing that I have these moments that I feel like I have to share with you, and if you get something out of it, that's all I care about. So I hope that if you're going through a hard time, or maybe you're in a really good place but you know somebody who could use this message, that you send it to them, that you get something out of this. Please share this away. Feel free. And please, if you have any insight on anything or any questions, or, you know, would need to know anything, like, find me on Instagram, find me on Facebook, Sarita Sutton, handle Sarita_LS. I have an Instagram that I don't actually quite use for this, but it is an Instagram for real talks and hard love. You can send me a message there. I will gladly try to answer any and all questions that you have. But I just hope that if you're going through a struggle like I am right now, you don't feel like you're abandoned, because you aren't. So I hope you guys have a great day. And like I said, share away if you know somebody in need.